Portals, how they work in detail. Hello, thank you for being here with me once more. I hope you are very well today. I am Marie. Welcome to my channel. I take my information very seriously, and for whoever has eyes to see. I am writing this on the morning of June 11th, 2025. As the name suggests, a portal is a door where distant places can be just one step away. The concept can be found all over the place on Earth as it is widely used in popular culture, in movies, series, video games, and so on, but always in the context of science fiction. It is rarely, if ever, seen outside that context. Therefore, whenever the word portal is used, it either refers to fiction or to lighter meanings, simply as another name for door, and only in the domain of conspiracy theories does it develop a more serious meaning, but only with those who can process the information. For most people, the concept of a portal is immediately associated with fiction or with fantasy, even though they are quite common on Earth. Yet, for interstellar star civilizations, a portal is something very common, and they are classified into two main categories, natural portals and artificial ones. In this video, I will only be going into describing artificial portals as the natural ones are more complex, and therefore, it is a much wider subject. Besides, I am connecting today's subject with what is happening on Space News, as I see the need for explaining portals to be better understood in my next videos, because I don't want people to see them as fantasy when they are a hard fact. Portals and starships work with the very same principle, but in a more or less inverse manner. While a starship is a machine that transports itself as well as whatever and whoever is inside of it from point A to point B, a portal only transports what goes inside of it, while the machine remains in the same base location. I will describe their working principles in just a few words to the best of my ability. I will explore their uses and abuses in more detail in another video, should the subject garner sufficient public interest. A particle is the very basic part of all matter, and it is produced when a standing wave gets enough harmonically controlled energy to be able to stabilize the crest of its wave, as everything is frequency and vibration. The standing wave and its resulting particle are formed in a medium which is the ether, which can also be seen as potential energy in a field, and is generated by a highly ordered flow of gravity, which can also be described as the harmonics of a frequency which is coming from the focused attention of a consciousness. Advanced interstellar civilizations don't use the same concepts and ideas about matter as science on Earth does with its periodic table of elements. Interstellar civilizations recognize the existence of one single kind of particle which is manifested into existence as I described above in a few words, and which can associate itself with others like it to form different flavors or variants of itself, which humans would call elements. This single recognized particle by interstellar civilizations is what science on Earth is said to be looking for with their Hadron Collider, particle accelerators. They are looking for what is called the mother particle. Those machines are portals, by the way, and use scientific research as a front to confuse the people. Every location or area is made up of particles which interact and affect one another in precisely mathematically predictable and calculable ways. This means that everything with mass, every object or person, is affecting its surroundings in precise mathematical energetic ways. The reason why an object or a physical person exists is because it has a logical mathematical place in the very cloth of reality, also called the lattice. I can describe this as the object is there because its manifested particles are receiving precise harmonically controlled vibrations that keep its primordial particle stable. Those harmonically controlled vibrations flow in a medium, which is the ether that behaves like water and also obeys the same rules found in hydromechanics, and what causes the flow is the direction and frequency of the gravity it is receiving, which comes from the intention of a consciousness. This means that anything with a mass exists because it is an essential part of the cloth of the reality in the area it exists in, and it is affected by its surroundings, as it affects its surroundings as well. Seeing the object as energy, it has a value in power. We can say that reality is a dynamic, ever-changing mathematical lattice, described as moving complex formulas, and each object is a component in those formulas, which cannot be removed without collapsing and altering the final result, which is reality as we know it in that area. Each object has to hold a certain value in the formula of reality to fit in it and be part of its cloth or lattice. And it is this value the object holds and its mathematical connection to its surroundings, which a portal uses, because it alters that energetic vibration of the object, and its mathematical connection to the cloth of reality it is in, to make it jump to another location, with another cloth, lattice, and mathematical energy interactions. In simpler words, the machine uses a very high electromagnetic energy field that is precisely modulated by a computer using known values, to alter the vibration of the object so it is no longer compatible with its original location, and becomes compatible with that of another. The observable effect of this is that the object, or person, ceases to exist in its original location and starts existing in the new one, simply because it is no longer mathematically and energetically compatible with its starting place, and it is with the new one. For this machine, distance does not exist as it tampers with how reality itself is formed, being that distance is only an illusion generated by our physical senses, while following the pre-established rules of the physical world, and all those rules are just energy in a precise order. Describing all this with even simpler terms, imagine a mathematical table with many boxes, each one containing a number in a logical sequence. This table contains the numbers from 1 to 100, then imagine another table just like the first one, but containing the numbers from 101 to 200. Imagine that the number 41 in the first table represents the energetic value of an object. What a portal will do is to change the value of energy marked with the number 41 to forcefully enter the second table in the desired location. For example, we want it to fit in the box marked with the number 179. 41 is not 179, so the portal adds the energetic value of 138 to the existing 41, so it adds up to the desired 179. Therefore, the same object no longer fits in the initial box marked with number 41 and it starts to fit in the box marked with number 179, therefore it was artificially moved to that location. This means that by logic there would be 2 179 in our second mathematical table and no number 41 in the other, thus creating double energy in one and a void in the other. The science of interstellar civilizations dictates that as the mathematical and energetic cloth or lattice of reality is ever changing, it will move its energy values to fill in the void, therefore restoring harmony automatically. The problem is with number 179, because there was already one of those where the second one was generated, when it was artificially moved from box 41. When using real-life energetic tables that represent real locations, the mathematical values of energy are so huge that it solves the duplication problem because, or thanks to minute changes in the code allowing two same objects to coexist as they take two slightly different locations, simply because mathematically they are similar enough to be perceived as a duplication, but they are not exactly the same, therefore they do not overlap, because they end up being two similar objects but never the same object. When an object is moved to another location by altering its vibration as I just described above, the mathematical energetic value it holds as a solid object does not need to be compatible or equal to another solid object, as 179 is with another 179. The vibration and the mathematical values of energy of the incoming object only needs to be compatible with the vibration and mathematical lattice of the potential energy around its target arrival point. This is especially clear in the case of a starship when it exits hyperspace into its new location, thus allowing the new object to fit as a solid entity in the new location, with no duplication, as it is only solidifying potential energy that is vibrationally compatible, and therefore traveling safely to its new location. The problem is when there is a solid, defined object in the target location, which is like the incoming one, for example, trying to forcefully introduce a number 179 where there was one already. As I explained above, they are never exactly the same, as the small changes in their mathematical energetic lattice are enough to allow them both to exist in the same location, thus allowing a duplication. This is simply because one is here, and the other one is over there, meaning in slightly different locations, because even being side by side, both objects, both 179s, will be slightly different because of the values of the energy that surrounds them and that define a location which is different for each one of the two even while being close together. This is automatically caused and adjusted in the lattice, in the cloth of reality, simply because of the law that dictates that no two objects with mass can occupy the same space. This means that the two 179s can coexist, but with slightly different energetic values, they cannot occupy the same space because of the magnetic repulsion that occurs among the molecules that form them. In mathematical terms, and looking closely at both numbers 179, which represent objects, 1179 is in reality 179 and decimals, and the other is 179 with a different set of decimals. Therefore, they are not the exact same number. Therefore, allowing both to fit in the same mathematical table reality cloth. But in empirical terms, what we perceive as the real-life result of artificially introducing one object where another similar one already existed, we do see a duplication, and this is especially bothersome in the case of people. Because all this high-level mathematics that explains the lattice of reality permits the coexistence of two or more versions of the same person or object in the same realm. But as I explained above, they are never the same exact person, but they look alike and act similarly enough to be perceived as twice the same person. This opens us to be able to perceive multiple timelines and multiple parallel universes, suddenly interacting in front of us in our real-life empirical experience. And yes, this explains the existence of some double-gangers, or duplicated persons, and this is especially prevalent and common in people who use and abuse Starship and Portal technology. Those two similar people or variants may look similar, may seem to have the same body, yet they are not inside, as they may differ greatly in their interests, values, and ways of thinking, becoming more like twins, similar but never the very same person. This brings up the question of souls, whether one of them does not have one, and the other does, but ethically speaking, this is more of a soul fragmentation phenomenon, where both will inevitably be connected from above in the higher astral, yet below in the material realms they are indeed two different people and should be treated as such. They can be very different from one another, to the point where they usually end up fighting with each other. Coming back to the high mathematics portals and starships use, it is easy to conclude that the numbers their control computers must calculate must be humongous, and they are, yet mostly, and this is important, Portals and starships only need to emulate the vibration of their destinations to a certain accuracy level, and the very mathematical energetical cloth or lattice of the target arrival area will fill in the blanks in its numbers and in its formulas that govern its energetical processes, as it looks to keep its natural equilibrium, thus making the incorporation process of the new object much easier. In my next episode about portals, I will go more into their uses and abuses, and who has them and how they are used and for what. Thank you for watching all the way to this point. I feel that few people will, as I believe this will not be a popular subject. This will be all for today. As always, thank you for watching my video, and for liking, sharing, and subscribing for more. It helps this channel grow a lot. And I hope to see you here next time. With much love and appreciation, your friend, Marie.